I'm Steve Miller reporting. Syrian state television says inspectors from the Global Chemical Weapons Watchdog have entered Douma, where a suspected chemical attack killed many people earlier this month. Bill Gallo has more.
There was no immediate comment from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, but the U.S. State Department had accused Russia of trying to block the inspectors from investigating the deadly attack in Douma. Russia had blamed the delays on airstrikes carried out Saturday. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
Shirley Smith reports that Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has several important issues to discuss with U.S. President Donald Trump during a two-day visit that begins later Tuesday.
The Japanese Prime Minister has voiced fears that short- and medium-range missiles that pose a threat to Japan might not be part of the U.S. negotiations with the leader of North Korea. And he said he worries that Trump may, quoting now, end up accepting North Korea's possession of nuclear weapons. Abe is also expected to push for exemptions on the new U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum imports that have been granted to several key U.S. allies. Shirley Smith, Washington.
Michael Cohen, President Donald Trump's longtime personal lawyer, who is under investigation for his business dealings, has provided legal advice to Fox News host Sean Hannity, one of Trump's most prominent media supporters. The dramatic revelation came on Monday during a court hearing in New York, where lawyers for Cohen and Trump argued for permission to determine whether thousands of pages of documents FBI agents seized from Cohen last week should be subject to attorney-client privilege. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron warned Tuesday that Europe is splintering into a civil war between democratic and authoritarian